the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Governor Romney was clearly comfortable talking about the economy. I thought President Obama was clearly comfortable talking about foreign policy, and he did a better job of tying in foreign policy with our current economy. I'm still undecided. However, I'm leaning towards Obama now just because of some of the stuff that he's been pointing out or Romney has been saying in the past. And I just feel like he'll be a better fit for the current situation that we have the next 4 years.
Really? Okay, so there we are with a fellow who's a talk radio caller, undecided, but now said he's leaning toward President Obama. What about you? 800-510-8255, the presidential race, the debate from earlier in the week. That's where we get started with this hour of our talk radio review. I'm Doug Steffen doing the daily thing here, which is to take apart a lot of the things that we've monitored. You can hear on News Talk Radio some of the interview and News Talk television programs that are fodder for our conversation. All that is front and center here. Here's Matt Lauer talking to Vice President Biden about what he believes are the important differences between the president and Mr. Romney.
What's the most significant difference in terms of foreign policy between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama?
Governor Romney showed absolutely no vision of what he thought America's place in the world, role in the world should be.
I'm talking about a specific, though, in a particular country, in a particular situation. What's the biggest difference?
Well, I mean, quite frankly, in light of what he said, I don't know. He agreed with everything we've done on Iran. He's agreed everything we've done on Syria. He's agreed with everything we've done in Libya.
I think if you were to talk to people 6 months ago, they would have said that foreign policy was something that was firmly in the pocket of President Obama. He could say, we killed Osama bin Laden. We're out of Iraq. We're winding down in Afghanistan. End of story. And yet, if you look at some recent polls, Mr. Vice President, they are tightening considerably. People seem to trust Mitt Romney on foreign policy as a commander-in-chief and in his dealings, if how he would deal with terrorism. Why do you think that's happening?
I don't think it's happening, number one. I don't believe that. I don't believe there's any understanding demonstrated on the part of the governor that he, in fact, is ready to be the commander-in-chief. As I said, he's a nice guy. And was a great businessman, but my guess is, again, I'm not a pollster and I'm out of my depth here, but I would be dumbfounded if a day and two and three and five and 6 days from now they thought that he had demonstrated a command of the international circumstances, America's position in the world, that he was be a credible commander in chief.
14 days to go until the election. Ohio, Virginia, yeah, and Florida. It seems those three states are going to decide at all. Is that the way you see it?
Well, I think they're going to be critically important, and I think we have a chance. I think we'll win Ohio. I think we're going to win Florida. But look, this is going to be close. We always knew the end of the day this was going to be a close race, no matter who the Republicans nominated.
You think it's fair to say that in states like where you are in Ohio and Florida and Virginia, this is going to boil down in some ways to disappointed voters. Voters who voted for Barack Obama back in 2008. I want you to speak to those disappointed voters and tell them why they should stay the course.
Well, to the disappointed voters, and there are disappointed voters, this will be a choice. I've been convinced of that from the beginning. People are going to, and some reluctant to make the choice because things haven't turned out for them yet. But they're going to look and say, is Governor Romney going to better my circumstance, or am I better staying on this path? And I believe they're going to make a choice, and they're going to pick the Obama-Biden ticket as opposed to the Romney Ryan tickets.
All right, so there's Joe Biden. Not sounding too comfortable with some of the questions from Matt Lauer. What about that interview and that conversation annoyed you or pleased you? 800-510-8255. And in general, what about what the media, news media is saying or conjuring up, or people who call programs like this, what about what they say pleases you or annoys you? Or in general, public perception about Joe Biden and Barack Obama versus Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney. What about the public perceptions of those two either pleases you or annoys you. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com on the countdown. I will tell you, in terms of what Joe Biden just said about Barack Obama, think about what Barack Obama said 4 years ago when he was running for the president. He had no experience whatsoever in business, in government affairs, foreign affairs. He'd been a very quiet senator. So what did he bring to the table 4 years ago, and what is he now about the business of doing? Remember, many of your opinions are shaped by what you not necessarily hear in conversational programs like this, but what you're hearing and or seeing in extraordinarily distorted advertising on both sides, paid for in many instances by people who have an axe to grind that's not necessarily in your best interest. And that goes across the board for both of them. The amount of money being spent on this campaign is so corrupting, you don't really know what the truth is. Admit it, do you? Really and truly, do you know what the truth is about Mitt Romney? Do you know what the truth is about Barack Obama? You've seen a lot of Barack Obama over the past 4 years, so you can kind of give an overview or an opinion that has some basis in fact, some verite, if you will. But to listen to Joe Biden and Barack Obama and the people who are on MSNBC and some of the others who extol the value and virtue of Mr. Obama, and to compare what they say to the facts of the situation, it is abomination, in my opinion, that anybody thinks that this guy can do a better job than Mickey Mouse. Never mind as somebody else who has had some pretty positive business experience and run a lot of things. And pretty much everything he's run, including the state of Massachusetts, was done mostly successfully. Sure, can you pick apart things that weren't done well? Absolutely. You can do that for Obama. But is the overriding sense of where we are right now, in your mind, better than where you were 4 years ago? If you're on welfare or government assistance, absolutely. If you're a banker, you bet. But in terms of the general welfare and the general good, I am appalled, for one, that so many people, and unfortunately, when you listen to the calls here, and I said this the other day and maybe get criticized, most of the people that we hear, at least, who are calling to express an opinion about Barack Obama are black. If you're white, and this, the race card has been played here to the hilt by the Democrats. And just like the money card has been played, I suppose, by the Republicans, there are plenty of cards that have been played that are so un-American and so unfair. And maybe it's unfair that the folks who are calling who are black, just sometimes don't sound like they're that smart. Some of the white people who call and have a position on Mitt Romney about basic issues aren't that smart either. Where are the really, this is another way of dividing our country, which is a subtle, impactful, and really kind of a serious overview of where we are in terms of our own education and the lack thereof in our country. Where are the really strong and expressive voices for either side that have cogent arguments that are unique and intelligent? Where are those people on either side? I extol the value and virtue of whatever it is you say. You can be heard here. We try to get as many on one side and the other side on the air as we can. But where are the truly intelligent people, and how are they weighing in when it comes to many of these very important issues? Frankly, I'm discouraged and dismayed that so many issues are not being discussed, that both people should have in the front center. But when it comes down to elections, it's always the economy. So is the economy the deficit? How can people even begin to consider that Barack Obama would be better than Mitt Romney when it comes to the economy? And whether it isn't even the jobs. It's the number, the amount of money that's being spent for over-government in this country. It is just beyond the beyond to think that this country is going to survive with the government sticking its nose into every aspect of your life. Yeah, maybe it's cool to get some extra money from the government, from the other, from taxpayers with all these programs. But if you haven't been in the shoes of the people who are the victims, if you will, of all this government oversight, it's you haven't got a clue. And that is the small business. The small business environment in this country is rot with unnecessary government involvement. It's like somebody reading your email who has no business reading your email. That's the kind of stuff we're talking about. All right, so I'm on my toot, and I've said a lot of what I've been thinking for a long time, which is what people want me to do from time to time here. So we'll celebrate that with more of your calls and the input of these various people who are being interviewed, the whys and wherefores of the presidential race here on The Countdown.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2Tech is looking for you. Eco2Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com or call the Eco2Tech job line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about Eco2Tech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2Tech, stock symbol RVPL, is an equal opportunity employer.
800-510-8255. Donald in Michigan, still undecided.
I'm undecided because, first of all, it takes a long time to get into a mess, and the 4 years that Obama has isn't enough. On the other side of the coin, with Mitt Romney, I have a concern where he wants to go for more oil, be independent, but yet at the same time it cuts back on our technology and the other avenues for clean air when we have a global warming problem. So Mitt's good, but if he's going to go for coal and oil and Obama wants to go for technology, education, I like the both of the two. I'm right down the middle.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. I'm not going to lean all over some of the material from Talk Radio and Talk Television, although I'm going to go back and forth. I want to get as many of your calls in here as possible, because I think as we get closer in, there's more emotion, there's more thinking, and perhaps more thinking about some of the things that I just went through in my impassioned overview of what's going on. So the Talk Radio Countdown Show now welcomes Mark, who's out in Washington State, with thoughts on things. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the Countdown Live.
Hey, you said you had to give your opinion once in a while because that's what the public wanted. That last oratory 10 minutes ago was one of your best pieces of work.
Thank you.
It was right on.
Well, that's because you may agree with me.
Anyway, a couple things. First of all, if you were to ask me who am I going to vote for, easiest decision of my life. Easily, Romney. And you talked about the dirty calls and the racist calls, and if you're white, then you're a racist. I believed from the beginning that when Kane became a contender and started hitting the polls, and they quickly did everything in their power to destroy him, I felt they did that because they would have to throw away the race card. They would lose that.
You know, yeah. One of the things that's extraordinary, you almost got everything on the... I wasn't really talking about it in terms of it being racist, but I suppose you could take that interpretation. What I was saying is that I felt badly that so many of the callers that we hear who are supporting Obama are not very bright, and they are black. And then you hear a lot of people who are white who are calling to support Romney, and they're not very bright. And it's what I'm looking for, or what I sort of was saying, is that there are many issues that are intrinsic to either man, and that they ought to be discussed a little bit more. And I'll give you an example of one of them. There is in the Department of Defense, funds have been spent without records. There's trillions of dollars that you and I have put into the coffers that are being spent by people, and nobody knows that watchdog groups can't get a hold of the information. Everybody is tight-lipped. It's shut down. Why are we under that? Why is it that we can't get the information? Why wouldn't we know or shouldn't we know, where the money is going? Where is it being spent? Who's being...
Transparent administration in history?
Say again?
You mean in the so-called most transparent administration in history?
Well, yeah, I guess you could put it that way, yeah. Where's the information? Why isn't there more information?
And that's... why are so many things sealed by executive order?
Yeah.
You know, you said Mickey Mouse could do a better job, and you know, maybe that's a bit far, but what I have a hard time with is what you and I understand. The more people study the issues and the deeper they the research, the more they understand what's going on, the more likely they are going to be to move to the right, because what you and I see, and the comment about Mickey Mouse, I have a hard time comprehending how highly intelligent people even have a hard time choosing. Because even like the debates, if you know what the things he was saying, Obama, you know he was lying over and over.
That's not what I'm really saying. Let me give you another example. My daughter and her husband are academics. They both are professors at UCLA in Los Angeles, and they are highly intelligent, highly motivated, and there's not another human being in the world that I love more than my daughter. She and I disagree about things like this, and we can disagree and have a good time with it. They think that Barack Obama is wonderful, and they're enthusiastically supporting him for re-election. And that's because he's been good, they think, for what goes on in their lives, and they appreciate the finer things, and they think about things in a way that may be beyond what most people actually look at, but they're very biased. And so, but we are, most of us are, but their issues never get really discussed either. They just feel strongly about them. Let me move on, Mark, but thanks for the call.
Patience may be a virtue, but waiting for your hotel reward points to add up is pointless.
Enjoy more comfort and value immediately at America's Best Value Inn. Join our free value club and get an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com or any of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Save more money with immediate rewards at America's Best Value Inn.
Now, that was enlightening.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Baa, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Now, 33 minutes after the hour on the Talk Radio Review, Hot Hits and Talk Radio are what we put together as a monitoring device. We have people that are in the production area that listen to a lot of these talk radio shows on these great stations with hosts that have much to say, and some hosts that don't always have that much to say, but it's a mix, and that's what we want, is to have a mix of right and left, of rich and poor, of black and white. It's all about the mix. The president and Mr. Romney tackling foreign policy issues in Florida. Turns out there's not much difference between the two of them when it comes to what we ought to be doing in the Middle East. So what is the difference between the two of them, in your opinion? 800-510-8255. We had a fellow named Mark from the West Coast in the last call, so we have Mark on the East Coast of Florida. Go ahead, Mark. You're now on the Countdown Live.
Yes, I got. I think Obama and Biden both came across as extremely arrogant. They says, "Well, just believe what I say. Don't bother checking it out." He wants people not to check things out. He said that if they don't do things my way, I'll get it done. And he's proved that by executive orders.
There have been, I saw a number. Ridiculously hundreds of executive orders in comparison to like three that Bill Clinton did and maybe 80 that happened during George Bush's era. These people have made an art form out of finding the nuance in government or where you can squeak through. It's kind of like water finds holes in the cracks. You know what I mean, Mark? If there's a way to get something done that they will find to their whatever political advantage or social advantage, whatever the advantage is that they want, they can find it because there are a lot of loopholes that people may or may not challenge. And so I think you made a few good points. Let me move on. Thank you. Beth is in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to the Countdown. Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I've been undecided for a while, but after considering a few things and looking at this last debate, I'm going to go along with Obama because he's with the People's Party. The Democratic Party has always been for the people.
Oh, really? So the Republicans are not for the people?
Not true.
You don't consider that the people who are members of the Republican Party are people? What are they?
Rich people.
Rich
and
people,
wait. And this has nothing to do with Obama's disposition towards the rich.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up, my mother was a Republican. When Eisenhower was in office, because of certain values, certain principles.
Yeah. I'm not going to hold on a second, Beth. I'm not going to let what you said go unchallenged because it's completely unfair. There are plenty. If you look at the donor list for Mr. Obama versus the donor list for Mr. Romney, sure, there are going to be people who are in business who support the ideas that the Republicans seem to put forth. But in terms of money and rich people supporting one side or the other, it is complete folly, and actually it's embarrassing for many people who keep saying this, who use that card, that money card, to try to in a way be very destructive about what goes on in our country. The number of people who have given to Obama, large and small, is a sizable number. Same thing for Mitt Romney. But if you look at where the money is coming from, I would challenge you to take the number of people who have given and the amount of money that they've given from the top and find any difference whatsoever. Thanks for your call. Here's Doug calling. Go ahead, Doug. Another Doug with Doug.
Man, I'm totally opposite of what she is, that, because of some reason I'm out of Bedford, Virginia. And, you know, the people that's in the marketplace today that she's calling the rich, I've changed just a little bit, but the people that she's calling rich actually get out there and work for a living rather than sitting back.
Well, that may or may not be the case. There's some rich people that have money that don't have to work because they have come from good circumstances. Maybe their father started a business that was successful. But there are a lot of people who work hard, who understand what it takes to run a business. And without businesses, you got no money. And without any money, you got no government. And so it goes around in a circle. Where do the people who are getting the government largesse think the money comes from? It doesn't grow on trees. 800-510-8255. Let's see here. Denise is in Hayes, Kansas. You've already voted, Denise, I understand.
Yes, I did. I voted my absentee ballot. And for that lady that just called, I'm about as poor as you can possibly be. I gave money to Romney's campaign because I look at the facts. What swung my vote, first of all, I got very angry. If you look online, you can see a website that President Obama put out this year to get out the black vote. Mm-hmm. I marched in equal rights protests back in the day. That is not what equal rights was supposed to be about. I wrote the president a letter. Of course, I got a form letter back telling you how many strides he's made for women. Excuse me, that's not what I wrote about. But what put my vote over was the Obamacare issue. I'm not an academic, so I had to go in and do all the research that I could find to sway my vote. On YouTube, there's a whole series by a Dr. Jill Vecchio. It explains the Obamacare, the PPACA health care plan in detail. If you watch that and can still vote for the Democrats, for Obama, you frighten me. Because it is a detriment to every man, woman, and child in the United States if it's allowed to stand.
Mm-hmm. All right, ma'am. Appreciate your call. Thank you. Here's Martha in Fort Worth, Texas. You're on the countdown right now,
Martha. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. The call screener asked who I voted for in the primary. I voted Republican. I'm an independent, hard-headed, and you have to prove it to me. I guess I ought to be from Missouri. However, I was pulling for Kane until he got sideswiped and was gracious enough to step out to save his family. Obama is a Muslim. We lived in Tehran for a couple of years out on the economy among them. And the ravaged, hard-headed Muslims hate us. We are the great Satan.
Well, you see, now you're doing what a lot of other people do. I appreciate your point of view because I think you ought to be able to express it. But Barack Obama may have a tendency to like some of the philosophies of the black Muslims. That, if you look at his college experience and some of the things that he was doing as an organizer, you can understand where he's coming from in that way. There hasn't really been anything that proved where he was from. And I think it's hard. It's hard for me, for the same reason that I mentioned a few minutes ago, to support Obama, mostly because of his incompetence as a president, but not because he's a Muslim. Because I don't know that he is, and you don't really either. Other than he does seem to be sympathetic with some of the causes in some of the countries that, and he has said some things that would lead us to believe that he has some preferences for some of the things that they think in general. But there are a lot of Muslims, not the majority, but a lot, who don't like us, and yep, we're the great Satan and all of that sort of stuff. So that stuff gets sort of commingled in all of this. I think that if you really, you said you are hard-headed, and I appreciate that because sometimes that's good. But to confuse the issues, I don't think you got to go there. Maybe that's it. And I think that's what's divisive. There are plenty of things to not like about Barack Obama that have nothing to do with some of the allegations of his preference for Muslims. All right, so let me just move it along. Thank you, ma'am. Sally in Aberdeen, Washington, please go ahead.
Yes, I have been following President Obama. I lost my son in 2009 in Afghanistan to an IED. He was a combat controller. I told the screener that it has a lot to do with foreign policy with him. I feel like I'm educated. When I lost my job with a warehouser plant, they sent me back to school. I was getting my accounting degree when three Air Force people knocked on my door. Tell me my son had been killed.
Sorry.
And I wrote a letter to the editor yesterday, and I just want to read you four lines from the letter. It goes like this. We're in the Garden of Eden, and God said, Adam, did you eat from the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil? And Adam said, the woman made me do it. And God looked at Eve, and she said, the serpent deceived me. And God looked at Obama, and he said, it's all George Bush's fault. It's the blame game. It's been going on since the beginning. And
yeah,
for all 4 years, that's all I've heard. It's George Bush's fault.
It goes on. You hear from George Bush. Well, you didn't hear much that it was Bill Clinton's fault. But you heard from Bill Clinton it was George Bush the father's fault. And yet the two men are in life, in truth, George W. Bush the father, George H.W. Bush, I guess that's how we differentiate him, George Bush 41 versus 44, whatever the number, and Bill Clinton have become extraordinarily, not just a little close, extraordinarily close in terms of their friendship, the time they spend together. Mrs. Bush referred to him as her son, and in many instances they have, it just is amazing what strange bedfellows politics makes. In terms of blaming, yeah, that gets tiresome. And it isn't often true or based in fact. It's based on emotion and perception. Having said that, I don't like the blame game because I don't fix anything. But you can't fix things that you don't know how to fix. And if you go to the same well and the people that tell you to do the same thing over and over again, you keep doing the same thing over and over again, and it's wrong, then it's time to look around for somebody else who perhaps can deal with the problem in a different way and solve the problem. And perhaps that's what we ought to be thinking about. Sally, thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. I'm not going to even try to pronounce your name, sir. I'm going to call you Mel, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. How are you doing?
All right. Tell me what you're thinking about the situation.
Well, I mean, being an Orthodox Christian, I'm looking at it this way. I'm looking at it like, this is what God says to me, you know, whether anybody believes or not, but he says, you know, this is an abomination. An abomination is something that is abomination to God. Okay, so then when I think about what an abomination to God is, and I look in the Bible and it's just plain and simple, it's just fornication and all these things. And I don't know, he puts so
sir,
much
what is it, what's all? Tell us what all this has to do with your choices for who you're going to vote for?
Well, because I got three grandbaby boys, and I don't want them to grow up thinking that through history that it's okay to do certain immoral things. And for one, we're supposed to have leadership in this country, and to be a leader and to be a role model is to, you know, have morals and to have these decencies that.
All right, so we understand that morals are important. So there are a lot of things that we could discuss when it comes to morality or immorality. The last lady who called, who lost her son in Afghanistan, The fact that her son died over there, in my opinion, is completely immoral. If we were going to decide what was immoral or what wasn't, the fact that we are there, we went there, we spent as much money and time as we did, we lost as many men and women over there as we have, and have completely, we've accomplished not one thing. And the fact that those people are still there, no matter who's president, it is an you use the term abomination. Some people are using that tongue-in-cheekishly because it refers to Obama and our nation. But it is an unbelievable act of bad conscience to allow this thing to continue one more day, no matter what. You say, well, we don't understand everything. What's to understand? We've poured trillions of dollars into that nest of Taliban, and we're no better off, nobody is, for having done that. And that's the tragedy of it all. And if it weren't for, if it were just for that, I'd vote against Obama. The fact that he keep talking about how we're no longer a nation at war, we get out of Iraq. That was in the pipeline. We should never have gone to Iraq in the first place. But to try to have these people sell themselves as peace lovers and to sell the Republicans as warmongers because Mitt Romney wants to have some more ships rather than something else. I mean, Romney didn't look real strong on that. But the other side of it is these people, I just gave you an example of how trillions of dollars are being spent in on the military. And there's no, where is it? No accounting for it. Thanks for your call, sir.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847. That's 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Staff Sergeant Ralph Jennenbacher, 40th and 41st Fighter Interception Squadron, United States Air Force.
Went through basic training. There were 37 of us graduated out of basic training. So all 37 of us that went through basic together, we went through this airplane and engine school. Well, all 37 of us went over to Tokyo at the same time. So when the war started, they brought in B-26 bombers, and they wanted waste gunners for these bombers. And they come by, and all of the guys that I went over with volunteered to go, and I was in the hospital. Of course, if I'd have been in the, wouldn't have been in the hospital, I'd have volunteered to go with them. I'm the only one that's still alive out of every one of them got killed. So the good Lord was looking after me, too.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
You can buy the same Acer ultra-thin laptop at the big electronics store, or you could get it at Rent-A-Center. So what's the difference?
Super ultra-thin 2.0 is here!
Technology changes quickly. If you put it on your credit card at the electronics store, you could end up paying years past its prime. Only Rent-A-Center offers the Rack Flex plan with fixed terms, so you never pay more than the agreement.
Mega ultra-thin 3.0 coming soon!
Why pay longer than the technology will last? Rent-A-Center. Be flexible with your money.
See store for details. Rental purchase transaction. Product availability may vary by store.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
With your thoughts and calls, this hour has mostly been a result of me going off in a direction that I don't normally go in on this program, but I felt like it was a moment that needed to be captured. So 800-510-8255, you may respond if you want to some of the things that have been said here, or some of the things I urge you to think about, or whatever path it is. The debate is now behind them. The president and Mitt Romney launching themselves into this final sprint across just a half a dozen or so states. There will be, these states will be, to take a word from George Bush, the deciders. So let's get some more action here. We take your calls live, some of them. Sometimes we tape them for playback in another appropriate moment. Sometimes we are listening to some of the callers from some of the stations that we monitor here on the countdown to present the overall view of what's going on in the world of talk radio. Such is the case with Christian in New York, who voted for the president back in 2008.
That was a President Obama voter when he first came into office. I highly supported everything that he protested to us, and he didn't uphold everything that he actually promised to the United States. He spent too much time on the health care issue, which I don't know if universal health care was the actual answer to the United States, but I feel if he puts all his passion into whatever he was promising us through these three debates, then we could see a brighter America. I'm seeing more of a Romney side. I think Mr. Romney might become the next president of the United States.
Well, that's what you're hoping for, I'm guessing, sir, by listening to you. Nancy in Wisconsin, what do you say, listening to WAYY?
I want to let you know that Romney was as bright and positive as the future is going to be for the United States of America after he becomes our next president. And I'm so excited about this presidential race. I wish the election were held tomorrow because I've never been so hopeful for the future for the U.S. And I just hope we're all going to be united, Democrats, Republicans. And I'm marching forward with the American flag and saying thank you. Thank you, U.S., and please, everyone, vote. And I'm very excited about Romney being our next president. Every single point that he made, in my opinion, every single point that Romney made was strong. And the biggest thing that I see is uniting all of the nations and hopefully working. And the points that he made against the China trade was very, very valid in my book, especially when I'm able to go to local stores and looking on the shelves that 90% of the products are coming from China. I am very excited that he's going to make some kind of change with that, and I'm also even more supportive of the pro-life stance that he has. So I'm very, very excited. And I also think that if God were given a vote, he would vote for Romney all the way.
Wow. Okay, 800-510-8255. I think that's nonsense, but that's just me. At any rate, let's listen to Sheila in Arkansas on Mitt Romney.
I am for President Obama. To me, Governor Romney, he is very undecided. He's one way for the people, then he changes his mind very, very much. President Obama, he stands behind his words. He just needs more time to get everything situated from the bad economy from what President Bush had done. And I just think people should just give him more of a chance to prove what he needs to do.
800-510-8255. Here's another Virginia caller. We have a lot of them. Anthony, please go ahead, sir.
I'm a couple months short of voting, but as it stands in my mind, I support Mitt Romney due to the last 4 years that have seemed to be a little shy of what Barack Obama had promised. When I get out of college 4 years or 8 years from now, of course, I'm undecided, senior in high school, I want to be able to find a job. And with how it's been going for the last 4 years, it doesn't seem that I'm going to be able to do so. So I would like to caution any parents out there that are listening to this right now just to think about your children before you go into the voting booth, because I'm actually afraid that I won't be able to support a family later in life because I won't have a job.
All right, let's see here. John, what do you think of what that gentleman just said? He is worried about getting out of college. 24% of the graduates last May don't have a job from college. What do you think of that?
Well, I think the Republicans ought to get out of the way of what Obama's trying to do.
Well, now, you're not answering my question, sir. You're giving me talking points. The Republicans ought to get out of the way of what the president's trying to do. The president got health care through. The Republicans didn't get in the way of that. You obviously got enough support to get them to get that bill passed, right? So how did they stand in the way? How did they?
The Jobs Act that Ryan helped create and voted against.
Okay, John. 59 passed the hour. Thank you.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.